Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. Today, my guest is Dina Hagag, winner of the Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award and director of Baltimore's newly launched nomadic museum, The Contemporary. Dina, welcome to the show. We've got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. Thank you for having me.
So tell me what a nomadic museum is.
Yeah, sure. So The Contemporary is a museum that started off without a building, and it did projects all over different sites in Baltimore, and then it moved into a building. And then we moved out of our building, and we're now newly re-nomadic, which means that we'll do projects in different spaces throughout town, as opposed to one same museum every time.
Where did you come up with that idea?
I wish I could take credit for coming up with that idea, but George Sissel, who founded the museum in 1989, was the one that initially founded it as a nomadic museum. And I think he was doing it to expand the idea of what a museum could do. And he felt he could reach broader communities.
So what it means to be a museum without a permanent collection is that essentially what you're doing is you're taking a great idea and you're finding the right place for it to be on view. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
What's the show that you really want to do in Baltimore?
I'm obsessed with the Greenmount Cemetery. And I just think it's like the most insane space, and I think the history there is really challenging. I think it's in a really interesting area. I think cemeteries, the historic cemeteries specifically, are fascinating. So plots that are owned by families that are no longer here, and then the city owns the pathway. I mean, it's just so it's been a very tender spot for me for a long time. But we have yet to find an artist that we think could really do something there.
So tell us a little bit about your background and what motivated you to do this in the first place.
Well, I moved to Baltimore in 2011 to go to MICA, and I studied curatorial practice. I got my MFA there, and my director was George Sissel, who was also the founder of the Contemporary Museum that I mentioned earlier. I don't know. I think MICA and being in Baltimore was really transformative for me and felt a lot like an epiphany, and my views on art and community had really expanded. And I don't know. I think I hit the professional jackpot when I graduated and fell into this job. And I think my interest sort of stemmed by art, but also substantially grew with the wonderful people I got to work with
right on
this. Yeah.
And what's the biggest obstacle to producing a show or taking this to where you want it to be?
I mean, it's always fundraising. And I think that's becoming more and more of a reality every day. It's just keeping stuff like this alive. I think it's hard to talk about art.
Can we become members of the Contemporary?
We're working on that. Not quite yet. We're right now we're trying to gain support without membership until we've sort of found a membership model that we think works for us.
Yeah, I would think having an online membership model would be really exciting,
it
because then you could give a priority to folks. You could even use them to enlist them in a survey of the kind of art shows that they want to see.
Yeah.
Which democratizes the whole process, which would be fascinating. Or a building or an area of town that you'd like
that
to
see
featured.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be phenomenal. Dina, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. You're doing some incredibly cool stuff.
Yeah.
For more information on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award winner, visit warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.